And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're not in the Mighty 1090 studios today. We're at the Hyatt Regency Long Beach for the giant Fred Hall Fishing Tackle and Boat Show here, 2019 edition. It's been a fabulous show, and we're live at the Hyatt Regency Hotel here, right down the Seaview Rotunda, right at the bottom of the escalators. Come on down and join us, because we have a great show lined up for you today. Great audience already building here. We have Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters, world-famous angler Andy Mill, and Craig Schumann from the Department of Fish and Wildlife, as well as a lot more, and, of course, Bart Hall from the Fred Hall shows is here, too. We're going to have a great panel, great talking, and great show here live from the Hyatt Regency, Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live here at the beautiful Hyatt in Long Beach. Fred Hall Show in full swing, man. This is going on.
How's it been in the Fisherman's Landing tackle booth there, Rick? Your voice sounds a little raspy.
Yeah, super slow. Hardly seen anybody.
Not moving any product.
Yeah, no, it has been. It's been crazy. It has been the best one we've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, it's going really, really good. The deals are better than I think we've probably ever had, and it shows. You know, people are stoked. The fishing season has been so good, and everybody's got new gear on their list and a lot of things that they didn't have on their list that they decided to get anyways, and it's been really wild at the Fisherman's Landing booth. We're having a really good time.
Yeah, that's great, and continues today and tomorrow.
These are the big
ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Left? Is there anything left to sell?
We hold a lot of stuff back for the Saturday crowd because there's a lot of people that can't make it up on Wednesday for the excitement. So yeah, we have a fresh like resupply of a lot of stuff, jigs and fluorocarbon and things. And I mean, don't get me wrong, some of the deals get wiped out, you know, right away. Some of those
like
insane,
the Corrado DC.
We had 30 of those Corrado DC rod and reel combos, which were gone, I think, in the first hour of the first day. It's been wild, but still some amazing deals to be had at all the booths. We're having a great time.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Bart Hall, it's been quite a show, and I'd say perfect show weather, right? Yeah. The wind's blowing today, so not a really good day to be out on the water.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about running in the morning during the week is that you can't build houses.
Yeah.
Most construction guys say, well, I think I'll go to the house.
Yes, indeed.
So it worked out really well, and we've had a really good attendance, but not just the numbers of attendance. You're right. My phone is going off. Okay. Well, that'll be somebody else. It's the excitement of the crowd. You know, fishing is good, economy is good, people are happy, and they want to be here, and you can feel it in the aisles. The energy is fantastic.
Yeah, it is, and we have two more days today, the big day, Saturday, and then, of course, Sunday, right? 10 o'clock to 8:30 today?
10 to 8:30 today and 10 to 7 tomorrow.
All right, fantastic. Looking forward to it, and what a great panel. I mean, so many figures in the fishing world are here at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show, and we've got three great representatives here. Our good buddy Seth Bone from Kingfisher Charters. Good morning, Seth.
What's up, Seth? Hey, good morning, guys.
Great to have you. And a new guy to our panel this year, and Maui Jim pro staffer Andy Mill. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
All right. And Craig Schumann from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Been here before, and thank you for joining us, Craig.
Good morning. Good to
All
see
right.
you again.
Great to have you, and just really, really fun group. So if you have any questions in the audience there, see one of our guys and we'll fill out a card and have you step up to the microphone, and you have a chance to win a great prize, a Anza fillet knife today to one of those people that does step up to the knife. So a lot going on there. So Seth Bone, Kingfisher, of course, right next to the Let's Talk Hookup booth. You guys are in full swing over there, aren't you?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a fantastic show for us.
Yeah. And what's going on at Kingfisher? Are you anticipating a great season again?
Yeah, we sure are. It's been nice weather, and some of the guys have been going out and getting a few kings already, which is nice to see.
Wow.
And delicious to get a piece, you know.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, Rick and I say it all the time on the show. It's amazing the way you are just such a turnkey operation. Of course, we've been together for 26 years, something like that. And every year it just never ceases to amaze me how perfectly everything is performed there. It's like a ballet.
Seamless.
for all the fishermen there, the way you just have everything, from greeting people at the airport to getting them back on the plane with their full fish boxes.
Oh, thanks a lot. Yeah, we're really lucky to have some really good people that work with us, and that makes all the difference.
So what is it that you do that separates you, that you feel, from everybody else up? There's a lot of operations in Sitka, Alaska. What separates Kingfisher Charters?
I think like what you just said, you know, that just everything is as close to perfect as possible all the time, every time. Nothing slipping through the cracks. You know, everything, you know, max effort put out, you know, constantly keeping up on the boats, the lodge, you know, just not getting complacent and always having your best foot forward for every customer, every time.
Yeah.
It's so, like Pete said, it's so seamless too. I mean, from you, the second you get there, you don't have to deal with anything. The food is taken care of, the transportation taken care of, everything's you know, you're already anticipating what every guest is, you know, needing and wanting and things like that. It's crazy. And like you said, Pete, after that many years, it was perfect from year one, and it's just as good. You know, it's better, you know, 25 years later.
And then the product you bring back, the Kingfisher Charters fish processing department, is second to none. I mean, they are like the finest fish processors in Alaska,
sure.
No doubt, that I've ever run into. And you have such a great crew there, right, along with your kitchen staff and everything about it, right?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, super lucky to have, yeah, great. Same head chef now for, I think, what, 15 or 16 years.
Ooh, that's huge.
Yeah, that's really nice to have that continuity.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the fish is just so important, so we always pay a lot of attention. And Corey, our head fish cutter, had been gone for a few years, you know, had, you know, good people taken over for him when he was gone, but he's back now. He's living in Sitka. And
fantastic.
He was cutting the fish last summer, and he will be again this summer, and hopefully, you know, for a ways into the future, because he's just so good with the knife and cuts the fish so beautifully, and then he's also really good with the customers too, and, you know, kind of chatting and, mm-hmm. you know, that banter that people enjoy, because, you know, that setup there where people just right there, you know, watching their fish being
watching
cut
what's
up.
Going
and
on.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah, and just your quality, your processing, the deep freezing, the boxing, everything is, you get home and your fish is solid frozen because of the way you package it.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll last, as you know, a long time, you know, in the freezer. Because of the vacuum packing, you know, I've had customers come by and like, oh, we haven't been up there in a few years, but we still, you know, I pulled out a pack of fish the other day, you know, and it was still really good.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it is amazing. Well, great to have you on our panel today, Seth. And Andy Mill, you're here, of course, as a Maui Jim representative. You travel the world, and you're, of course, a world-famous Olympic skier and pretty well-known for your big fish fighting, right?
Well, mostly the tarpon stuff, and obviously catching, you know, a fish of 70 to 150 pounds with a fly rod, you've got to do it correctly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, a lot of things can go wrong.
Yes.
And tournament fishing, too, refines all that kind of fish fighting skills that we do with these big fish.
Yeah. You are doing a seminar at the Fred Hall Shows about pulling on big fish, right?
Right. You know, everybody talks about fishing, but nobody really talks about and teaching how to fight big fish, because a lot of times, how many people really catch 100-pound fish? Not very many.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you're in offshore boats, so the boats are backing down on the fish. So what I teach is basically how to use your body efficiently, because you want to tire the fish and not yourself. And so if you start bending the rod, people really don't understand what does it mean to pull on a fish. If I were to tell somebody, you need to pull harder, you're not going to get that fish. And the problem, too, if you take a long time in catching a tarpon, you're going to release that fish with a lot of lactic acid. So now it can be shark bait.
Yeah.
We've got to catch these fish quickly so they're, you know, resuscitated and they swim off in a healthier state. And, two, we can stick around and catch more fish. Otherwise, we're going to get beat up, because the average angler that comes to the Keys or goes anywhere in the world and they catch a tangle with the really big fish, they can wake up the next day and their back is bad and their arms are bad and they really don't even want to go catch another one. You know,
yes.
They may want to hook one, but they don't want to catch one. So what I do is I teach people how to pull with their legs and their bigger muscles, straighten their arms a little bit, because most people, when they bend the rod and they pull, they bend that rod back and put a big old bow in that bow or in that rod. All they're doing is bending, you know, graphite off that tip. There's no resistance in that tip. And I teach people, too, that if you set the hook correctly, you're going to use the butt of the rod to set the hook so the hook penetrates that fish. And in the long run, you can catch these big fish more efficiently, let the fish go, and everybody's happier.
Does it matter whether it's a fly or conventional?
No, I mean, no, same too. Conventional, same principle.
Yeah.
You know, I teach people about how not to put big drags on their reels, because let's not forget, a fish in the water weighs less than 10% of its total body weight because of the buoyancy of the water. So a 100-pound fish is very light in the water if it's not swimming and kicking, if it's just lying there. But when that fish sticks his head out of the water, that head is not a 4-pound head, is a 40-pound head.
Ah.
So if you're fishing 16-pound test tippet and you have a really tight drag, now that fish jumps out of the water and falls against a heavy drag, you pull hooks, you break tippets, you lose tournaments.
Yeah.
And that's basically what I've kind of refined.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
What about whether it be a tarpon in Florida or a bluefin tuna here off our coast? Is the same?
It's the same principle. Anything that's going to be big and pull hard, if you don't understand the dynamics of what you're doing, you will lose.
Yeah.
You may get that fish eventually, and if you're catching and releasing these fish, they may not be released in a very good state, but we want to have fun out there. And if you're getting beat up and you're hanging on to a fish for a couple hours, that's not very much fun, especially if it's hot and you're offshore and you're rocking back and forth, you're getting seasick, it's no bueno.
Yes, indeed. So your history, of course, Olympic skier for many, many years, right?
Yes, I skied on the Olympic team for 12 years. I skied in 2 Olympics and 2 World Championships. And if anybody remembers Franz Klammer from the 76 Olympics, yeah, I got 6th in that race.
Wow.
I mean, that was a gold medal for me. It wasn't, you know, but yeah. I had, you know, what was kind of an interesting story in that week, I'll make it brief, is that I got hurt. In the pre-Olympics, I was 4th, so I knew the course very well. And that year in 76, there was no snow in Europe, so they had to helicopter all the snow off the Brenner Pass and basically hand-pack the downhill. And then the Army came in and sprayed it with water, and they sideslipped it, so it was a ribbon of ice from start to finish. And I went into the woods the first training run and injured my leg to the point that I couldn't walk. I was on crutches the whole week. And then in order to race, I basically buried my foot in the snow and froze it to the point that I couldn't feel it. And I told the coaches, if I can't make the last training run a good performance, we might as well race an alternate. So in the Olympic Village that night, I looked over and I saw a cardboard box that the Olympic uniforms came in. I took a strip of cardboard and doubled it, stuck in the back of my ski boot. So when I sat back, it would distribute the pressure. And the next day, I got 9th in the last training run, so I thought, I'm back in this thing. So then, but my leg was killing me about halfway down. I was thinking about stopping, and it's like so narrow and so fast. I thought, hell, let's just try to go faster to get my mind off this pain. Right? I mean, and then the next day I thought, well, I just got to freeze my leg a little bit longer, you know?
Yeah.
And I ended up missing a bronze medal by 0.3.
Oh, man. Wow, that's a pretty great story.
Yeah. But my background in skiing, you know, fishing is as much of my roots as skiing. When I grew up in Aspen, the first time I saw a fly line arcing across space in the local park, I thought, wow, that's really cool. What is that? And I had my bike and my baseball mitt, and I rode over there. And the great Ernie Schwiebert was in Aspen giving casting clinics and demonstrations. So Ernie taught me how to fly cast at 8. And then Chuck Fothergill, the great fly tier, taught me how to tie flies when I was, I think, 11, 12. And so I tied flies in Aspen for my allowance in the summer.
Wow.
And then I would guide a little bit when I was off the tour. And then when I made the Olympic team, I was in, you know, on the road in Europe. But in the summer, I was always gravitating back to Aspen and fishing. And then I was on the show Fly Fishing the World about 30-some years ago and saw tarpon for the first time. And that changed my life in a very literal way.
Yeah. And now you're also a bow hunter. You show me pictures of elk.
Oh, yeah. Bows. I think that's the most passionate thing I do.
Really, now?
Because if you take a look at what we do with a chicken feather and tarpon, we see these big 80 to 150-pound fish sliding down an edge over white sand. And we have to learn to be a great fisherman. Good fishermen can catch a lot of fish. They can catch big fish. But a great fisherman can catch the fish that doesn't want to be caught.
Yeah.
And that makes the difference in anything we do, whether we hunt, whether we're a business person. We can do things better than anyone else. That's how you gravitate to the top. So with tarpon fishing, we have to learn how to speak to that fish with the fly. So most people cast and just start stripping, waiting for the fish to react to it. But if you really understand the dynamics of a big fish and your fly, you speak to that fish with your fly, and you convince that fish to eat your fly. In bow hunting, we talk to the animals because they're in the rut. You cow call, you bugle, and you pull that 700, 800-pound mammal up next to you, and he's blowing snot and ripping on trees, and he comes flying in, and you're trying to kill him with a sharp stick. Let me tell you, that gets your attention big time.
Yeah, I can imagine. No doubt about it. And, of course, how did you get to be involved with Maui Jim?
Maui Jim, I've always used their sunglasses, and Walter was in Aspen skiing a number of years ago, our owner, and also Richard Walker, the designer. I did a presentation at the English Club in New York, and they became Walter and actually Richard really became fascinated with tarpon, and he knew of my background as a skier, and we went fishing, and he said, "We got to have you," and that became the fruition or the early stages of my relationship with Maui Jim. I've always been a Maui Jim guy, you know, whether I'm skiing in the high country, you know, up on, you know, at 10,000 feet or in the water, they are just the best for me. Yeah. I've always loved, you know, I love the bronze lens. That glass is just the best optics. And so it started from the fishing world.
Wow, that's cool.
As far as the professional relationship, but I've always been a Maui Jim guy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, great to have you, Andy. A lot to talk about here. And Craig Schumann, of course, we had a great seminar yesterday at the show. And a lot going on with DFW. And, of course, you do pretty much are concentrated on the Marine Division, right?
Correct. I'm the Marine Region Manager. But for the department, we've got a great presence here again this year. We've got our main booth at Row 1500 where you can buy your license, buy your stamps, buy your warden stamp. We've got some descending devices on display there. We talked about yesterday. We've got MPA maps. We've got reg books. You can go outside. We've got the warden recruitment trailer. We've got the fishing in the city pond for the kids to get out there and catch a trout. So we've got a lot of folks here where I'm ready to give information. And I went by there yesterday and want to give a shout out to our staff that are there and all the great materials they've got on display.
And you have your wardens and Jordan here to support and answer questions if anybody has any warden questions and such like that. I have a question about the ORHAP program, the White Sea Bass program. How is that progressing now?
So the White Sea Bass program, so this is the program that's funded by your ocean enhancement staff that all anglers south of Point Arguello have to buy. We sell about 250,000 of those each year. That program has been pumping out white sea bass for 20-plus years. We just completed the first-ever scientific review of that program. We're now working with the advisory panel to think about, well, what do we do next? How can we improve upon this program, make sure the anglers that are purchasing that stamp are getting a return on their investment? The advisory panel had a meeting last week or 2 weeks ago. They made some recommendations. I was talking to Wayne about it this morning. I think we're going to try to get some professional facilitation in there. We're going to work on getting some measurable goals and deliverables so we can really, you know, run it like a business. Understand, you know, are we achieving the goals and objectives? If we're not, what are the off-ramps? What are the next steps? What are the species we want to be working on? How can we make sure this program is achieving its goals?
Yeah, great. So there's a lot going on there, and but the program continues.
The program continues, correct.
Yeah, that's great news. Well, as you can hear, we have a lot to talk about with Craig and our great panel here of esteemed guests.
Well, you're not.
And your questions.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Talk about a great group of guys to be enjoying the beginning of the Saturday, beginning of the weekend of the Fred Hall Show. And if you want to join us, we would love to hear from you. The best thing to do is just come on down here and join us. It's a great time. There's still plenty of seats available, and it always packs up by the end. So a great time to come on down and enjoy us here at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach. And if you want to come down and join us and ask a question, just step up to the microphone. See any of the guys, Gary or Dave or Roger in the audience, and let them know you'd like to ask a question. And if you do, we have a very special prize for one lucky caller that steps up to the microphone at the end, or one lucky audience member, rather, that steps up to the microphone is going to win a brand new Anza fillet knife. And I got to see the guys in the Anza booth the other day. It's a fantastic booth, and they're going to answer all your questions. And you want to talk about a great prize to get to bring home that Anza knife.
Yeah, this is their first time at Fred Hall. The Anza guys are really busy and just handcrafted, handmade finest fillet knives around, and that's $100 fillet knife. We're going to give that away to one lucky person stepping up to the mic today.
No kidding. And then we haven't certainly forgot about you on the phones. If you're on your way up to Fred Hall Show right now, want to give us a call this morning, we want to hear from you as well. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll free. That toll free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be taking your phone calls, but you're also going to get a chance at winning two tickets to come join us at the Fred Hall Show in just a couple of weeks when we roll back down to Del Mar. So a great prize for our callers there as well. And again, come on down and join us. It's a really fun morning, giving away all kinds of prizes down here, having lots of fun at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach.
You just park right at the Hyatt here. It's an easy way to get access to the show and get in early because we know, right, Bart, that there won't be a parking space later on this afternoon, right?
From your lips to God's ears.
Yeah. So get on down here early. Join us. Have a chance to win a prize. Ask some questions and see what we do here on Let's Talk Hookup at the Hyatt Regency. And
it's a fun morning, man. Yeah. We will look forward to seeing you. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
this is Chelsea, and it's showtime. The Dana Landing booth at this year's Fred Hall Show is the biggest ever. Actually, we have several factory booths in one. That means tons of selection and savings just for you. Let's start with Maui Jim. Over 300 styles of Maui Jim sunglasses and the Flying Jimmy, including over 60 My Maui Customs and Maui Readers. Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna will be hanging out in the Dana Landing Maui Jim booth Thursday through Sunday. Also, well-known big fish angler Andy Mill will be there Friday and Saturday. Don't forget, Salty Crew and Fishward Clothing will also be in the Dana Landing booth. Come by and talk to the guys and see the latest styles they have to offer. Looking for a new pair of sandals or shoes? Olakai will have over 40 styles for men and women available for you to try on and buy at great prices. Come see me at the Dana Landing booth at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. We will have all the finest sunglasses, shoes, and clothing you need. Don't miss out.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products: Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Tranx 200 reel. The Fisherman's Landing staff has used Shimano products for years and knows your needs. Come visit the most spectacular booth in our history, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting Van Wormer Resort. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
XERRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, we're live here at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach. It's a really fun time. I highly encourage everybody to come on down and join us. Lots of fun. Just enter through the lobby, head right to the escalator, head on downstairs, and come join us for this live broadcast. In addition to all the fun that goes on through the show, there's so many killer giveaways that happen during the breaks and lots of fun and a great opportunity to, you know, talk to Andy, talk to Craig, talk to Seth, and just get in on all the fun and talk to Bart about all the great stuff going on inside the shows.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Gary White is first up at the mic. The one and only. Gary is our backbone and he is a manager of our Let's Talk Hookup booth, doing a fantastic job. And I couldn't do it without Gary and Dave and Roger and Dr. Bob in our booth. They've been fantastic. Tommy P was here earlier this week and did a fantastic job. And Gary, thanks for all your help and support.
Yeah, Gary.
I feel it's an honor. I always wanted to do these shows. Thank you, Bert. I have a couple questions for Kingfisher Lodge, my favorite place in Alaska. I noticed when I'm reading Western Outdoor News, you guys have a lot of endorsements from people in the industry all the time. You know, always a lot of articles. And I wanted to say something special about your staff. You know, I've been to Alaska 19 times, and I know we have other places that people go, but your place is the best place. It's the place I always tell people, check them out, because it's a turnkey operation. And if you could talk a little bit about your staff and your endorsements. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gary. That's awesome. We're, like I said earlier, we're really lucky to have some great staff that have been with us for so long, and the captains, you know, the guys that have been, you know, taking our clients out fishing for so many years. You know, guys like Simon, Heath, and you know, the other guys that the Let's Talk Hookup group always fishes with, but all of them, you know. So we're very fortunate to have some really good people, and they've, you know, been with us for a long time in, you know, in the key positions. And so it's just awesome. It's really great. Really grateful for that. And thank you so much for noticing and pointing that out. I really appreciate it.
And how big was that halibut you caught, Gary?
That was bigger than me by several inches. It was 92 and a half inches. I got to throw the half in there. It weighed 360 pounds.
Wow.
It was just amazing and a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Maybe not.
Yeah, you could, it happen again, right?
But I want to go back real quick to what Seth was saying, too, because that is the type of business where you see so much turnover, and it goes so much to say about how things are run at Kingfisher and what a great opportunity Seth provides. I mean, just that style of business, it's very common to see, you know, new guides and new captains and new staff, and just year after year after year, it's the same faces, and they remember your name, and it's, you know, you wouldn't think that type of business, you see that many captains returning year after year. I mean, we've fished with, you know, Simon for 20 years now, and it's the same faces every time, and you can tell the guides are so stoked to be there, and you clearly provide a great operation, because that style of business just sees so much turnover, and you just don't see it at Kingfisher.
Yeah, I think with the captains, it's our business model is a little bit unique in the industry, in that, you know, the lodge doesn't own the boats. The captain owns his own boat and runs exclusively, you know, for Kingfisher. So it's a career thing, you know, and they have a lot of pride in their boat and their operation and everything, and that's a little different than a lodge that owns a bunch of boats and, you know, hires younger people, and then you get that more of that turnover, I think. It just seems logical that you would, you know, so it's you know, that model has worked really well.
And, cool.
And, yeah, thanks for...
And you clearly take good care of them because they're still there.
Yep, got to take that's good cool. care of them. They take good care of us.
All right. Well, hey, another guy that's a big part of the show, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is on the line. And the Cast Tours report today, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook. They, of course, set the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. And now is the time to stock up at Gamakatsu Hooks. Buy two, get one free. Is that right, Rick?
It is.
Red Hall Show?
It is, and we still have them, but a couple of people on the day one said the same thing you always do. Gamakatsu never goes on sale. Yep. You never see it buy two, get one free. And we had a group of guys that go to Mexico every year, literally go up and, like, grab the peg's worth, like what we assumed was the right amount for the show, and grab the whole amount of this off the peg and this off the peg. So we still definitely have them. We will always honor the show price, but, man, those things have
been flying. Well,
yeah.
It's a great deal, yeah. So get them at any of the tackle dealers that are carrying Gamakatsu at the show here, and buy two, get one free. Gamakatsu hits. Good morning, Castman.
Hey, buenos dias, Pedro, Ricky, and I'll tell you, you guys got a good show going today. So anyway, Ricky, you sound like your little horse. Sound like you've been talking a lot.
Lots of reels going out the door. We've been talking a whole bunch, Cass.
Yeah, I know it. I've seen those liquid sticks. Man, there's people that got bundles of 10 of them going through by the booth there. It's just incredible. Those rods are going. I'm going to have to get down and get a couple. Anyway,
we'll save some.
Fishing down in Cabo San Lucas, still very good for striped marlin. Fishing the Golden Gate out of the Jaime up to the Palmilla Point there. They're doing pretty well. 1 to 2 releases on the average, but some boats up to 4 to 6. Still some really good inshore fishing for wahoo, correction, for rooster fish, sierras, jacks, etc. Over in Masavan, Geronimo Savalos, the port captain there at the LC Marina, stopped by the booth, was telling me the inshore fishery's really been really good there. They're getting some nice corvina. They're getting a lot of red snapper, and just really on fire. And the offshore has been okay. The sailfish is starting to move in. They're also getting some striped marlin on the offshore boats. There's some good fishing there. We'll wind up with Ixtapas y Huatanejo. I'm heading down Tuesday with our cast tours group. I'll be there Tuesday to Sunday, and going to 3 days of fishing, 1 day of golf. Got it all planned out, so that should be a lot of fun. But sailfish are in pretty good numbers there, about 5 to 7 miles off the beach. A little further out, they're getting some blue marlin, and then the 25 to 30 miles out, they're still finding the porpoise and the tuna are under them, and the reports are they're getting some tuna up to 100 pounds. Inshore, really, really good jack fishing, a lot of jack crevel, roosters, and sierras. So, like I said, some great fishing. Hey, Pete, on our Loretto trip, May 19 to 23, the Loretto Rumble, I've got a single guy that's looking to, for a fishing partner for that trip. So if there's a single out there that's been wanting to go on that trip and they don't have a partner, I can match them up. So anyway, they can
and also last I checked, there were only two rooms left, right?
Two rooms left, yes. And so anybody wants to join Pete and I on that trip, it's going to be a hoot. Really good yellowtail fishing that time of year. Also, the Pargo and the Cabrillo is fabulous that time of year. And so anyway, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll see everybody at the show today.
We'll see you at the show, Cast Man. Appreciate that very much. Cliff in Lakewood is here and has a question for Craig. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
I have a question about the new fishing rockfish regulations, and I was wondering if Fish and Wildlife can help me out on it. I'm a private boater, and I have a new Simrad, and I set it by depth for my alarm, so I know I'm not, you know, over exceeding the depth requirement. But when I went to the SAC website, I looked on the thing where they had the map set out, and they have these boundaries set up. So how am I supposed to set up boundaries on my Simrad? I don't know if it does that. If not, maybe the electronics can add that. That is this the new future of how we're going to do things? Is boundaries? Is there an easier way for me to, you know, can you draw lines out there so I can know where I'm going? I don't want to, you know, get a ticket and exceed the new boundaries requirement.
It's a great question. I'm going to be looking over at our law enforcement staff. But, yes, there are lines that, you know, following the specific depth contours is too difficult to enforce. So that's why we have those lines. We're working with SAC to get those lines out on the water. We can certainly work with we do work with the electronic manufacturers to try to get more information up there. And I'm going to have Wes Boyle come here and give us a
Yeah, work. So Simrad's at the show. So definitely talk to them. A lot of the manufacturers are making cards. You can put them in. It's all based on waypoints now. It's not the depth. So it's really important that you follow the waypoints.
And the waypoints were modeled after what would be similar to the depth contour that follows the coastline. Like you said, you can't maybe account for every jag that goes out a half a mile and in a quarter mile. So
yeah.
The idea was to follow, to build a line that closely, a straight line that's easy to follow, that closely represents what the 75-fathom contour would be close to.
Exactly. You might be in 80, you might be in 70, but you've got to be inside the waypoints.
Yeah, and also might add, too, the Sport Fishing Association of California on their website has some great charts, actual charts that you can, printable charts with waypoints on there that you can draw the line and be legal.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great
and
website.
That's all free.
I was looking at it yesterday.
Yeah, it's well done, yeah, for sure. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate that very much.
And Pete, let me jump in here real
quick
and say that we have the this year at the Fred Hall Show the largest collection of marine electronics at any event in the Western United States, and we're doing seminars every hour upstairs at the top of the escalator on marine electronics, and all the companies there. Simrad, of course, is heavily involved. So if you have a question, go over to the big sign up in the air, marine electronics section. Go in there. The seminars are listed in the Western Outdoor News program. You'll find the topic that will cover what we're talking about here, and I'd check that out because this is a great opportunity. This isn't happening anywhere else anywhere.
No, you're right, and you have to be politically correct for all of the manufacturers, Bart, but Rick and I don't because we're Simrad guys, and we are.
That's why I said Simrad, but I, you know, want me to say the other ones? I can.
We love Simrad, and I'm going to tell you something. The deal that Simrad has at this show is blowing everybody's doors off. You go to the Simrad booth and you look at them, and they're like a swarm of bees in there.
That's
and
crazy.
You look over at the other booths, and they're empty. And there's a reason for that, because Simrad has the best product now. Simrad has got the most incredible deal at the show and all the specials they have. If take advantage of it. Somebody came up to me yesterday and said, I just bought some Simrad stuff. I saved $800.
That's crazy.
It was like, wow. So.
Well, and the other thing is their booth is big, and they have all their demo setups, and they have both, you know, employees of Simrad and all of the pro staff for exactly things like that, Cliff. A guy can break down, okay, well, this is the unit that I have. Well, this is how you input boundaries. This is how you input waypoints. I mean,
yes.
you could literally take all those waypoints that they have without being there in your boat, you know, chart where every one of those waypoints are, so you can just look at your vessel and see where you are in relation to those boundary lines. And they have guys in the booth to step you through the process on this is how you do it. You'll love it when you get inside. The booth is really big and super easy to deal with and very well staffed. They're killing it.
Yeah, top-notch guys, for sure. They've even brought guys out from their support staff back east.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's very good. Hey, Wayne Cotto, come on up, step up to the mic here, and he has some questions for Craig. And, of course, Wayne is our director, president of CCA California, and doing a fantastic job. Good morning, Wayne.
What's up, Wayne?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys all doing today?
Great.
Good, buddy.
What a great show. Hey, cannot thank Bart Hall and his staff enough for the great show they put on. Come on, 400 seminars?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, we got a lot of things going on. One, Craig. Can you tell us about the Trout Simplification town hall meetings?
So, I don't have those dates in front of me, but we are working to simplify our trout regulations across the state. So we've got small segments of water that are specified in regulation. It's a combination of 100-plus years of piece-by-piece regulation. So our inland fishery folks have been working really hard to simplify that. So. You know what you can do, where you are. It's more consistent across the state. All that information is at our booth, and we can make sure folks get there and learn how
to do it. Yeah, so if you guys don't really understand, there's like 431 unique trout regulations in our books. And you wonder why we have such a hard time figuring out if you're legal, where you're fishing, how you fish, what kind of gear, when you can fish. What they're trying to do is simplify that. We're all trying to figure out how to make this easier for everybody. So if you can take those regulations and put them in more of a grid form and say, in this location, this date, this gear reg, this take, it's a much simpler form for everybody to follow. And that's what we're trying to do.
And ideally being able to get that on your phone in real time so you know what you can do where you are.
And the Trout is the first place we're going to try to do this. And if it's successful, we'll try to implement that through other areas of the regulations.
Fantastic.
So thanks, Wayne. I just wanted to say quickly, this is Jordan Traverso. I'm with Fish and Wildlife as well. We're in the public input phase right now of those trout regulations. There's a meeting in Bishop on March 20th, Redding March 27th, Fresno April 3rd, Rancho Cucamonga April 6th, Sacramento April 10th, and Truckee April 23rd. All the places are on our website. You can go ahead and find them right on the homepage. It's the first link on our press releases.
Excellent.
Great.
And secondly, Craig, hey, can you tell us about artificial reefs in California? We want more enhancement of our ecosystems. We believe in it. What can we do to work with the department to try to get artificial reefs finally going here in California?
Well, thanks, Wayne, for the question, and thanks for your work with our folks on this. So as we all know, there's an assortment of artificial reefs off California. They've been put in the water over the last 50, 80, 100 years. We are working to try to understand what those current reefs are doing. How do they function in the ecosystem? Do they attract fish? Do they produce fish? How do they relate to our network of marine protected areas? So we have just released a survey that we've developed in partnership with CCA. If you send an email to artificialreefs@wildlife.ca.gov, they can get you the link to that survey. We want to start collecting information from anglers. If you're fishing an artificial reef, what are you catching? What are you seeing? What are you putting back? This is going to be the first step to try to build a statewide artificial reef plan. That could be the next step to putting in some new artificial reefs, maybe taking out some old ones that don't work if the money's there, if it's an appropriate thing to do. But we want to have a statewide comprehensive plan before we move forward.
Fantastic. Wayne, real quick, tell us about the CCA booth and what's going on with you and Chris.
Guys, we got some great promotions. We have a Fred Hall promotion where you not only get your membership or renewal, you get entrance to the show, you get a CCA backpack and a goodie bag, and you get $25 in our premium target raffle. And the premium target raffle has over $10,000 worth of great prizes, anything from an Hobie Outback, a Liberty Safe, from Dean Saves to Anhydrous Anhydrous. Yeah, that's like $760 yeah. bib and jacket. And it, guys, it just keeps going down the line. There's some beautiful, beautiful products.
Yeah, that Target raffle's amazing.
And if you're already in the show, come by the booth and just buy tickets. It's only tickets sold at Long Beach and Del Mar. We pull the winners at the end of the Del Mar show.
So you, if you, you join CCA, you get 25 tickets.
Dollars worth of those tickets. Five tickets.
Five tickets.
Items.
And then you can buy additional tickets if you want.
You can buy additional tickets, absolutely.
Okay, for the
Target. On top of that, we got an Engel promotion going on online through the end of the show.
Yeah, great deal. Yeah, that's a great deal. Come by and get all that stuff. Thanks, Wayne, to you and Chris for all your hard work. Appreciate it.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
An undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Mision Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Mision Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Mision Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Mision also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Mision Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisionLoreto.com for details. La Mision, the beauty and fun of Loreto is waiting for you.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. The deals at the show here are endless, and Shimano is no exception. They never deal, but this is the opportunity you have. It's a once-a-year opportunity that... And you were talking about the SLX deal is still there?
That's been the highlight of the show as far as craziness for us. SLX is a very nice, inexpensive, low-profile bass reel. Something you'd fish freshwater to calico with, you know, and in between, great spotty outfit. It is a good free spooling, good-looking, low-profile reel that retails normally for $100. At the show, you get the reel for less than $100. It comes with a free rod that's valued at like $110. The rod reel combo that would run you, you know, $2.25 is less than $100 bill out the door after tax, the whole nine.
It's pretty amazing.
They have been flying out the door.
And free, like you get buy a Talica reel, you get free Max Quattro fill.
Spooled at the show.
At the show, right
by
here.
By the Power Pro experts.
The experts at Power Pro. There's so many great deals. Go by the Shimano booth. Go to your Shimano retailer at the show. This is the time to buy Shimano.
Best time of the year, no doubt about it.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at FastlaneKayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, so there's important stuff that Craig just pointed out to me about Rockfish Regulator, the new Rockfish Regulations. Craig?
So just to make sure that folks know to fish those waypoints and not the depth. So I've heard that there's been some rockfish fishing at the 14-mile bank. That is closed based on the waypoint. So while the depth is correct, it is closed based on those lines. So again, just the importance of making sure you know where you are. But I think it's also important to celebrate that we do have that extended depth restriction. And this is due in large part to you all, to the commercial fleet, a long time of rebuilding of those constraining stocks of yellow eye and calcod. Those species are coming back, and we're increasing opportunities because of that. The use of descending devices, I can't stress that enough. I hope you're all using them. They should be standard operating procedure in all your tackle boxes. If you've got questions about them, we've got a whole suite of different types at our booth over on the 1500 aisle. And it's just a great success story that we're getting more opportunity because there's more fish out there.
And it should be pointed out, too, that the idea of the waypoints and the contour, that's not something new. That's how the depth restrictions have always been. It's always been, you know, first the 50-fathom curve down the coast, then 55, and now addition to 75. That's not a new thing. It's always been that way. So just because your favorite high spot happens to come up above the depth restriction, it has always been a contour around the coast or around an island.
Yeah, and point out too, it's not just 14-mile bank, the 60-mile bank, I believe the 43 too. It's not most of the high spots because of calcod conservation are restricted, right?
Yeah, and so the calcod conservation zone, that's at the 40 waypoint line, 40-fathom line.
And I was just going to say that's something to be celebrated too, and maybe the your warden, maybe Deputy Boyle could come up and tell us more about that. There's new allowances for fishing in some of those calcod conservation areas that weren't available before, right?
Yeah, so we've got extended the depth restriction in the calcod conservation area from 20 to 40 fathom. We've also had some increases of canary. So we're now able to keep canary rockfish. The council right now is looking at potentially expanding that further. So currently it's a 2-fish bag limit and the sub-bag limit of the rockfish Cabezon Greenling complex. Again, that's a success story. We're getting those fish in, and we actually had a saltwater angling record this last year for canary because folks can keep them for the first time.
That's cool.
All right, Don from Woodland Hills, step up to that mic. Don, thanks for joining us at the Fred Hall Shows, the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach here.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Don?
Hey, Seth, here in Southern California, the flat fall type jig has really taken off in the last 5-6 years, especially recently with the big bluefin tuna. I was wondering, do you use jigs for lingcod and halibut up in Alaska?
Yeah, thanks for that. Yeah, we sure do. A lot of lead head, you know, with the rubber scampi tail, but those irons work great, too. For halibut, it seems like if you get anchored up on a spot, you soak the baits, and you kind of, you know, get the halibut coming under the boat because they get the scent of the bait. And then once they're down there, then the jigs, they'll hit the jigs, you know, a lot of times more aggressively than even the baits. You know, they just can't resist. And then with lings, it's usually more of a drift over structure kind of a thing. And they're not too picky. You know, if you get something down there in front of a hungry ling, he's going to jump all over it and yank the rod out of your hands. But yeah, it's super fun way to fish. I love it.
We had a running joke going last year with that flat fall. We had to quit fishing with it because it worked far too well on just getting bites, and we were trying to catch a big halibut or maybe a big yellow eye, and it's such a, you know, it's a jig that sinks real well, so it gets down to depth, but it's small enough that anything can eat it, and it was really difficult to keep fish that you maybe weren't hoping to catch, you know, silver grays and all the different types of rockfish. You know, it worked way too good to try and hope to catch a big halibut or lingcod. And we joked that we had to cut it off because we were catching too many fish with it.
Indeed.
Thanks,
guys. Works well. Thanks a lot for coming down. I think it's a grain. It had lingcod limit question.
All right. Wonderful.
Good morning. It was for Craig. So.
Craig, okay. All right, Craig.
It's okay. So we run a charter boat out of Santa Cruz, and lingcod's been a very important part of our fishery. And I can remember over the last 10 years or so, one fish 28 inches, dropped it to two fish 24. Now you went back to one fish, I assume, at 22. Can you explain the mindset of the Fish and Wildlife, why the and how you determine those limits, and then also too, we do fish commercial link cut also, and we is that limit size increased and does the poundage limit decrease?
So I'll have to get back to you on the specifics of the commercial regulations, but Lincott are managed through the Pacific Fishery Management Council. So all of those negotiations take place with the different groups at that council. They're currently meeting in Vancouver, Washington, as we speak. We've got folks up there. The decrease from the two fish to the one fish bag limit is based on an unfavorable stock assessment that came in last year. And those folks crunched all the numbers and thought about, well, can we reduce the season? Can we increase the size limit? What are the different permutations to stay within the annual catch limit? And what they came up with input from all parties, was to reduce it to a one fish bag limit. Again, they're currently working right now to look at, can we bring that back up to two fish? I don't know if we'll be able to do it, but they're in the trenches right now doing that. But it's that combination of what do we have to do based on historical catch parameters to stay within the annual catch limit. And what we don't want to do is go over that and then have to get bumped down to a zero, because then everybody's out of luck.
Right, very good. Thanks a lot. All right, Drick, let's jump in the phones.
You got it. Well, our phones are getting packed up. Again, if you want to get an opportunity to get in on the phone calls, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local line. Or reach us toll-free. Toll-free number is 877-792-1090. And don't forget, we're going to pull one of those lucky callers, and you're going to get two tickets to come down to the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar. So we're going to start this one off with Scott calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Scott. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great, Scott.
Hey, I had a question for Bart. I was just curious, what's the history of the Fred Hall Show? I feel like it's been around for a long time, but just curious how it all got started and when. And if any, what deals are still left now that it's Saturday?
I'll throw that one back to Rick. But, well, you know, this is thank you for asking, but, you know, it's kind of a lot of people know the story, but, you know, my father worked in a company that did all of the ushers, ticket sellers, and gatemen for all the sporting events in Southern California. And one day he went to his boss and says, we ought to do a sportsman show. And the famous answer was, what the hell's a sportsman show? That was in 1945. So I was born June 27, 1945. The first show was April of 1946 at the old Gilmore Stadium, where CBS is now, on Fairfax and 3rd. And after that, moved to the Pan Pacific Auditorium, where a lot of people, older people here like me, will remember that show. That was kind of as it took its present form in a smaller shape. And then on to the Great Western Exhibit Center, from there briefly to the L.A. Sports Arena, and finally here to the Long Beach Convention Center. So Fred Hall Show this Fred Hall Show has been in business for 73 years. Wow. We've been in business in San Diego for 43 years. And we have a new show up in Bakersfield that we just took over 3 years ago, but it's been in business for 42 years. So I can get a lot more specific, but
that's a good history, though.
It takes a long time. So
yeah,
that's a nutshell right there.
That's great. All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Scott. Appreciate that very much. I have a question for Andy Mill. You were talking about pulling on big fish and using your legs, using your arms. Can you get more in depth on that? I mean, you know, let's say if you're fishing out here on the West Coast, we've had some amazing giant bluefin tuna and people actually hurting themselves. How do you avoid hurting yourself on a big fish?
I'm not familiar with bluefin tuna, but one of the issues I would think is the gunwale on the boat being kind of high.
Uh-huh.
So the rod, like we fish off a flat skiff, so I can basically take my fly rod and put the tip in the water. And the tip of my fly rod might eventually only be a foot or so away from my fly. So I can direct that fish with the butt of the rod so it's relatively straight. So a bluefin tuna, I'm thinking that if you've got any sort of stand-up gear, that stand-up gear is going to help you because you have back braces, et cetera.
Sure.
But if I'm going to fly fish or spin fish and have a big fish on, I'm going to take that rod and crank it all the way straight to the fish. Now, if I want to shake hands...
Point the rod at the fish?
At the fish. Let that rod go into the water. Now, if I want to shake hands with you and pull you over, I'm not going to shake hands and then bend my arm, my bicep muscle, to pull you. I'm going to lean back and pull you over with my legs.
With the legs.
That's the same way you lift on fish.
So don't pull. Use your arms.
Yeah, don't necessarily try to bend that rod, but try to lift with your legs straight up.
Okay.
And you have the rod relatively straight, so there's a minimal bend in that rod.
Okay.
Because now the butt of the rod is doing all the work. If you take a look at a fishing rod, it's basically a casting tool. You use the tip for a short cast, the midsection for a longer cast, and the butt for lifting. A lot of times people want to bend and lift with their arms because they think, okay, pull harder, fight harder. So they pull. They lift with their arms instead of lifting with their legs.
Their legs.
And nobody's really ever taught how to fight big fish. But the more I've done it, the more I realize that across the board, this is basically coming from me as a fly fisherman, but across the board, all fishermen can learn from this by straightening the rod and lifting with the legs. Yeah, your arms are relatively straight, but you're not bending the arm that much. You're lifting.
Yeah.
And you have to lift with the big muscles.
Doesn't matter whether it's a fly rod or whether it's a
spinning rod or anything.
Yeah, anything. Yeah.
And that is really key. And like a lot of times, big fish are chased down with big boats.
Yeah.
But eventually, you've got to lift that fish up.
Yeah, no doubt. Good answer for sure. Hey, Craig Schumann, unfortunately, you have to depart. You have an obligation you have to make in Santa Barbara, but we appreciate your time, and
great.
Your officers will stay around and answer some questions about regulations and such like that. But thanks for all you do with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for having us. It's great to see you all. I want to thank Bart for a great show. I was telling him yesterday when I pulled up into the parking lot, just looking at the license plates and the stickers on the trucks, you kind of feel like you're coming home. So
yeah, right.
You know, just all the personalized plates, and so it's just great to be here. And
you're among fishermen.
Yeah, right. I'll be listening to you on my drive back to my kids' basketball game.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thanks for joining
buddy.
Us. Appreciate that.
All right, hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great stand-up mic questions. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. If it's Daiwa reels you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing has them all, including Lexa, Saltist, and Seagate. And when you buy a Daiwa saltwater reel, you'll get a free gift. Let the crew at Fisherman's Landing Tackle help you select the perfect Daiwa reel and get you the best price, too. Come visit the most spectacular booth in our history, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know. CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. They're master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state of the art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.